The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the Alumni Connection, or the newsletter, for the Governor Moorhead School alumni. And it's going to be a long issue, so it'll probably be an hour until I get to the end. But we will carry on and see what we can do. All right, let's begin. The President's Corner by Dr. Ricky Scott. As president of our association, I wish to express my hope that all is well with you and your family, and that you are getting into the spirit of the holiday season. Let us give thanks for all of our blessings over the past year. As we look forward to 2026, let us reaffirm and recommit to the purpose of our association, which is to work collaboratively with other organizations to advocate for the full inclusion of persons with visual impairment or blindness into the community life. As we move into 2026, we will continue to provide informational seminars and presentations on topics that address issues related to that mission. In addition, we shall continue to work to strengthen relations with GMS, its Board of Trustees, the GMS Foundation, and community stakeholders. With your service on committees, we can achieve that objective. So as I conclude, let me express my thanks and appreciation to you for your membership and service to our association. Here are the committee reports. Archives and History. GMSAA members and friends, I wish to share that the State Archives of North Carolina completed the digitization of all the Governor Moorhead School records in their collection. And then there follows a link to the digital collection and a link to the blog post. Many of you have expressed interest in learning the history of GMS. These documents show parts of that administrative history. After your review, please share your thoughts and future issues of this newsletter. That's from your Education Committee report. And here's something from Dr. Ricky Scott. As you know, one purpose of the Education Committee is to provide educational opportunities to our members and those in the larger community. We achieve this goal through the provision of informational and community resource presentations at both our annual winter and summer meetings, as well as separate seminar presentations during the year. To ensure that your interests in seminar presentations are considered, please contact me with suggestions. And here's the email address, rickyscott09@gmail.com, and that's rickyscott09@gmail.com, or call 919-673-8300. Seminars and meetings. Invitation to GMSAA December 13th, 2025 seminars. One purpose of the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association is to promote the education of blind and visually impaired individuals. To that end, on Saturday, December 13th, 2025, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., the association will be sponsoring two seminars related to first aid and home safety for persons with disabilities provided by certified instructors. The two training sessions will last approximately 1.5 hours each, beginning at 10 a.m., then a break for lunch at 12, and the second seminar related to home safety for persons with disabilities, beginning at 1 p.m. To ensure your place in one or both of these sessions, a registration fee of $5 is required by all individuals who are interested in attending these seminars. The seminars will be held on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Between these seminars, lunch will be provided to all registered attendees between 12 and 1 p.m. It is essential that you register no later than December 10th of 2025. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAA and mailed to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. Or you can register at our website at www.gmsaai.org using PayPal, making a donation with a note of registration for December 13th. Should you have any questions or need assistance, please call me at 919-673-8300 or email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Sincerely, Dr. Ricky Scott, Chairman, Education Committee. The GMSAA Winter Meeting. GMSAA members and friends, as president of our association, you are invited to our annual winter meeting. This meeting will be held on January 24th of 2026 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. At this meeting, several activities of interest will take place. First, we will hold our general business meeting for the purpose of committee reports and any actions that need to be addressed at that time. Second, we will also provide two informational presentations, one of which pertains to first aid and another on home safety for persons with disabilities. There will be food and beverage provided to those in attendance. We ask that you make sure that all of your trash is properly disposed of before we depart. Last, you will also have an opportunity to pay your annual membership dues and/or registration fee for the 2026 convention reunion, which will be held in Greensboro, North Carolina, the weekend of August 14, 2026. More details will be forthcoming in your convention reunion notification. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at 919-673-8300 or email rickyscott09@gmail.com. That's from Dr. Ricky Scott, President. Informational/inspirational articles. New iOS app. Sonif Eye, an app to hear color. Request for use and feedback by Marshall Waters. This is from the 17th of October of 2025. Forum, iOS and iPad OS. Hello, my name is Marshall Walters, and I'm the sole developer of Sonif Eye, an app that was just released on the iOS App Store. Sonif Eye is a sensory tool that makes the visual element of color accessible through sound. Sonif Eye transforms the colors of any image into musical notes, and it teaches you to recognize this color by ear at your own pace. I created Sonif Eye to be used by the blind and visually impaired community. Up to this point, I've been working closely with my grandfather, who has macular degeneration, to refine the voiceover support and haptic guidance. This being said, it would mean a great deal to get the AppleVis community's honest opinion and perspective so that Sonif Eye can continuously improve as an assistive technology. Any and all feedback, as well as new feature requests, are welcome. Please note that iOS 18 is required and that this app is designed for iPhone and iPad as of right now. If interested, we have a link to the App Store to learn more. And the link is way too long for me to spell out right now. Thank you. From Marshall. Bridging Braille and Print. Introducing Page Connect for families and adults. Learning Braille opens up a world of literacy, independence, and confidence. But for many families, one question often stands in the way. How do I know what my child is writing in Braille? Or for adults new to vision loss, how do I practice and check my own work if I don't yet read Braille? That's where Page Connect comes in, a new solution that updates the standard Brailler for the digital age. What is PageConnect? PageConnect is a thin, easy-to-use device that replaces the bottom panel of your standard Braille writer and transforms it into a modern tool for digital literacy. It connects wirelessly via Bluetooth to a computer, iPad, or smartphone. Using the Page Braille website, a user types in Braille. The words are instantly translated into print and text box to the left. This gives real-time feedback for parents, teachers, or learners themselves. This simple but powerful device brings the standard Braille writer into the 21st century, allowing for assignments to be saved, exported, emailed, or printed. Whether your child is writing a school assignment or an adult is practicing their Braille skills, PageConnect offers a seamless way to share that work with others. Why families love PageConnect? For families raising children who are blind or low vision, PageConnect is more than a tech tool. It's an invaluable support tool that provides access to your child's Braille literacy journey. Parents can now follow along with their child's writing, even if they don't read Braille themselves. You can support Braille homework, help with spelling, and watch your child's literacy blossom right in front of you. For families and peers who are interested in learning Braille, there are many lessons that will help you start your own Braille literacy journey. You can learn alphabet letters, punctuation, symbols, alphabet word signs, contractions, and group signs. One feature we heard that might be enjoyed was the audio and musical feedback for when individuals type the correct keys. This simple feedback further supports making learning fun, which is always a plus when learning something new. This was a student who was typically very resistant to using a standard Braille writer, but using it with the PageConnect turned out to be very motivational for him. He really enjoyed the auditory feedback the device gave when reading him back the words he had typed. He also enjoyed the music feature very much. This became a preferred activity for him to the point where he would actually request to use it, which was amazing. That from a TVI using PageConnect with their student. Whether you're an early learner learning the Braille code, or an adult navigating vision loss later in life, PageConnect is flexible enough to support you. You don't need to be a tech expert. Just attach the device to your Braille writer and connect it via Bluetooth to your chosen device. It works with standard Braille writers. It's compatible with computers, tablets, and smartphones. It's easy to plug into a power source. You just connect with Bluetooth. Real-time Braille-to-print translation via Page Braille website. Feedback through music when errors are made. Output can be saved, printed, or emailed. While it does not currently allow for individual profiles, it's simple enough for multiple family members to use with the same device. Supporting independence through technology. At APH, we believe in literacy access for all. PageConnect builds on the foundational skills of a standard Braille writer while bringing them into a digital environment. For students, that means homework can be checked at home, printed, or submitted electronically. For adults, it means greater independence and support for learning Braille. For families, it means finally being able to support Braille literacy at home in a very digital world. We know that learning Braille can feel overwhelming, especially if you're trying to support someone else without knowing it yourself. PageConnect helps take the traditional way of learning on a standard Braille writer into the digital world and gives families a shared literacy experience that builds support and connects on both sides. This older adult client is experiencing vision loss that is progressing quickly. He wanted to learn Braille so that he would have a means to label a variety of items in his house. Our once-a-week lesson schedule was resulting in slow progress. Once he had access to the PageConnect, it gave him the ability to practice his Braille independently with immediate auditory feedback. It also gave his sighted family members the opportunity to read what he was brailing and support him when he got stuck without really having to know Braille themselves. His progress using this device was nothing short of extraordinary. That's what a service provider for adults shared. Available now. Page Connect is now available. We're also building a library of how-to videos, user stories, and support materials to make getting started easy for families, adults, and professionals. Be sure to follow us on socials to stay informed. Want to know if Page Connect is the right tool for your child, loved one, or even yourself? Visit https://pagebraille.com/-US. And I'm going to spell that for you. Page Braille is spelled PAIGEBRAILLE, then .com/EN-US. Explore how Page Connect can support your Braille literacy journey. The Art of Time Management. 5 Habits of People Who Get Twice as Much Done in Half the Time. This is by Mall James, submitted November 4th of 2025. Today, I'm sharing the 5 habits that have been absolute game changers for me, the ones that helped me get twice as much done in half the time. They might just help you, too. Planning the night before. Sounds basic, right? It is. But when you plan in the morning, you're using precious mental energy that could be better spent actually doing the work. By planning the night before, you show up knowing exactly what needs to happen. I now do this every evening before I shut down my laptop. I write down my top 3 priorities for the next day and roughly block out when I'll tackle them. That's it. Nothing fancy. The difference has been massive. I wake up with clarity instead of anxiety. No more wasting that crucial morning energy on decision-making. If you're someone who finds yourself spinning your wheels at the start of each day, give this a try for a week. You might be surprised how much smoother your mornings become. 2, protecting deep work time like it's sacred. When I worked in a traditional office environment, I used to get so frustrated. I'd be deep into a project, really in the zone, and someone would tap me on the shoulder with a quick question. Those interruptions would completely derail me. What should have taken 2 hours would stretch into 4 because I kept getting pulled out of focus. The concept of deep work really clicked for me after reading Cal Newport's book on the subject, Deep Work: Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. It reinforced what I already suspected. Our most valuable work happens when we can focus without interruption for extended periods. These days, I block out specific chunks of time for deep work. During these periods, I turn off notifications, close my email, and make it clear I'm not available unless there's an emergency. For me, this is usually 2 or 3 hours in the morning when my energy is highest. That's when I tackle my most challenging or creative work, the stuff that actually moves the needle. Here's the thing, though. Protecting this time requires saying no to things. Meetings that could be emails, Slack messages that can wait, the constant pull to check your phone. It's not easy, especially in work cultures that expect instant responses. But the productivity gains are so significant that it's worth the occasional awkward conversation about boundaries. 3, batching similar tasks together. I stumbled onto this one by accident. A few years ago, I noticed I was spending an absurd amount of time switching between different types of work. I'd write for 20 minutes, then jump into emails, then hop on a call, then get back to writing. Each switch required my brain to completely change gears. It was exhausting and inefficient. So I started grouping similar tasks together. I'd have a writing block where I'd work on multiple articles back to back, then a separate block for all my administrative stuff, another for calls and meetings. The improvement was immediate. When you batch tasks, you get into a rhythm. Your brain doesn't have to keep switching contexts, which means you work faster and make fewer mistakes. You also tend to get better at whatever you're doing as you move through similar tasks. These days, I batch everything I can. I do all my email responses a few times a day rather than constantly checking. I schedule all my meetings on specific days when possible. I even batch my errands and life admin into one afternoon a week. This isn't revolutionary advice, but it's one of those things that sounds simple until you actually implement it consistently. Then you realize how much mental energy you were wasting on context switching. Number four, saying no to almost everything. This was probably the hardest habit for me to develop, but it's been one of the most impactful. I used to say yes to everything. Coffee meetings with people I barely knew, projects that didn't align with my goals, committees and groups that sounded interesting but weren't actually important to me. I thought being busy meant being productive. I was wrong. Now, I'm ruthless about protecting my time. Before agreeing to anything, I ask myself, does this move me forward towards my actual goals? If the answer isn't a clear yes, it's a no. This doesn't mean being rude or unhelpful. It just means being honest about what deserves your limited time and energy. The result? I accomplish way more of what actually matters and feel less scattered and overwhelmed. And number five, working with your energy, not against it. This might be the biggest lesson I learned. For years, I tried to force myself to be productive all day long. I'd push through the afternoon slumps, trying to do demanding work when my brain was foggy. It would work well for a day or two, and before I knew it, I was burning out. Eventually, I realized that time management isn't just about managing time, it's about managing energy. We all have natural rhythms. For me, I'm sharpest in the mid-morning. By mid-afternoon, my ability to do deep creative work drops significantly. So I stopped fighting it. I structure my days around my energy levels instead of trying to maintain constant productivity. My most important, challenging work happens in the morning. Afternoons are for easier tasks like emails, admin work, and routine stuff that doesn't require peak mental performance. Evenings are for winding down and planning the next day. I also learned that taking real breaks actually makes me more productive overall. Experts back this up, too. A 20-minute walk in the afternoon does more for my output than pushing through another hour at my desk. This approach requires knowing yourself. When are you at your best? When do you naturally dip? What recharges you? Once you figure that out and structure your day accordingly, you'll find you get more done with less effort. The bottom line, time management isn't about cramming more into your day. It's about being strategic with the time that you have. These five habits have helped me accomplish significantly more without working longer hours or burning out. They're not flashy or complex, but they work. Will they work exactly the same for you? Maybe not. We're all different, and what works for me might need adjusting for your situation. But I'd encourage you to try them. Why not? Pick one or two and commit to testing them for a few weeks. Then see what happens. All the best. Kenneth Seaman, Sr. His phone is 409-866-5838. That's his desk phone. Mobile phone, 409-201-3040. And email, semien.k@outlook.com. Pageant winner, Ms. Bianca Johnson. Good evening, all. I was crowned Ms. Altruistic 2025. Although I didn't walk away with the ultimate title of Ms. Blind Diva Ms. Blind Diva 2025 in the 9th annual Ms. Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant, I'm beyond honored to have been crowned Ms. Altruistic in my very first pageant experience. To be altruistic means to live without selflessness, to live with selflessness, compassion, and service at the heart of everything you do. It's about giving of yourself to uplift others without expecting anything in return. That definition embodies who I am at my core, and I am so proud that the judges saw that spirit shining through me on stage. This journey has been about so much more than crowns and titles. It's been about representing empowerment, courage, and love. Through my platforms, my books, music, podcast, motivational speaking, and community service, I will continue to pour into women and girls everywhere. My mission remains the same, to inspire, encourage, and remind women that no matter their circumstances, they can rise, thrive, and shine fearlessly. Being a part of my very first pageant was a dream come true. I have always loved expressing myself through fashion, empowerment, and storytelling, and this opportunity allowed me to share all of who I am in a powerful way. I am grateful, humbled, and more excited than ever to carry this new title with pride. This is just the beginning. Ms. Altruistic isn't just a crown, it's a calling, and I plan to continue to answer that call every single day. It brought me so much joy to be the first contestant representing North Carolina to compete in the pageant and to also come home as a title holder. I do not want to thank the Governor Moorhead. I'm sorry. My fault. I do want to thank the Governor Moorhead Alumni Association and the Wake County Chapter, that must be Wake County Chapter of the NCCB, for their financial contribution to my participation in this pageant. Your support means the world to me. I look forward to fulfilling my obligations as an ambassador of the eyes, like my organization, who sponsors the Ms. Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant, as a title holder, and also representing North Carolina in the best way possible with my acts of service to our community. I have included a photo of my winning plaques and also my winning trophy. I have included a photo description for those of you who may be totally blind or visually impaired who would like to know what the photo showcases. And then there are two award plaques and a trophy that sit on a wooden table. The plaques are purple with white borders and text in both print and braille. On the left plaque it reads, Eyes Like Mine Incorporated presents Ms. Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant. Better Together, 10-4-2025, Bianca Johnson, Contestant 341, Most Professional. And there is an image of a steering wheel with two hands and a crown at the bottom. The right plaque reads, Eyes Like Mine, Inc. presents Miss Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant, Better Together, 10-4-25, Ms. Altruistic, 2025. This plaque also has the same steering wheel and crown images at the bottom. Above the plaques is a trophy with a gold figure of a woman holding one arm up. The trophy's small plaque says, October 4th, 2025, Congratulations, Miss Altruistic 2025, Better Together Edition. All of the awards include both standard print and braille text. The Realization of a Dream by Robert Parrish. As you probably know, I recently took a cruise. However, this Carnival Cruise Line bucket list dream was supposed to take place on my 70th birthday. However, my cousin Angie stated that she had enough vacation hours from her job as a pastor to put towards a cruise. Why don't we take a family cruise this year, she said. With the skillful help of Katrina, the travel agent in the Triangle Federation of the Blind, we did. This cruise on the Sunrise Carnival involved my brother Darren, Angie and her husband, their son, and myself. This cruise was filled with family connection, fun, and wonder. Just let me tell you, it was quite an ordeal to check in for the cruise. From the Miami International Airport, my brother and I took a somewhat long bus ride to the ship area. The rest of the family traveled there in their car. At several security points, items were meticulously checked. Birth certificates and real IDs seemed to be checked with a fine-tooth comb. But once we got on the cruise ship, we knew our venture had begun. Being with my brother and cousins on the cruise was like a family reunion itself. Over delicious breakfasts and dinners, we made reconnections and talked about memories and stories. We also got up to date about how other family were doing. Angie and her family enjoyed relaxing and having fun on the ship itself. Darren and I enjoyed visiting ports of call. At Celebration K, we enjoyed the beach with its crystal clear blue water and went zip lining. The zip lining included 7 landing points or stations. I was so pleased at how the workers kept us safe and made sure that we were hooked up to the cable. At one station, tourists had the chance to race each other. Of course, I raced my brother. I won the race to the next station because he left early. I must say a word about the workers on our Sunrise cruise ship. They were marvelous and took care of our every need. This ranged from asking directions to making sure that we had what we needed in our cabins. As a blind person, I sometimes needed help in finding various food items or beverages. All I had to do was to find someone wearing a turquoise blue shirt to get what I needed. The staff were so nice and accommodating. At various times, I took moments to look out into the vast Caribbean Ocean. Seeing the blue sky above, I wondered, who am I that God is mindful of me? This had a way of really putting things into perspective. I also wondered how the ocean could toss such a big ship, weighing thousands of tons, from side to side. There were times that I thought I was going to be swung from my bed, and yet my eye drops and other medications stayed in place on the bathroom shelf. It was truly a wonderful time in being with family, but now I wonder what I will do for my 70th birthday. Well, maybe I'll ride in a hot air balloon or take a trip to Hawaii. Whatever the case might be, I'm glad the dream of a cruise came true. Spread the word. Join GMSAA. Becoming a member of the Alumni Association is easy. Go to www.gmsaai.org and click on Join GMSAAI to fill out the registration form. Print out the form and mail it to us with your $20 annual dues. It's that simple. What is the purpose of GMSAA? 1. To promote goodwill among the blind and deaf communities. 2. To work with the Governor Moorhead School for the betterment of the student body. 3. To provide merit and charitable awards and scholarships to blind and deaf students who are pursuing vocational training or post-secondary education. And 4. To promote and encourage the education of blind and deaf children and adults throughout North Carolina. Who can join GMSAA? Any person who has attended the Governor Moorhead School, any campus of the North Carolina State School for the Blind and Deaf, any school that may be established by the state of North Carolina for the express purpose of educating blind or deaf children, or any person who is interested in helping the association. Coming soon to a newsstand near you. The next issue of the Alumni Connection will be distributed at the end of March 2026. The deadline for submission of articles, committee reports, and announcements will be February 22nd of 2026. Let your voice be heard. Who's on the board of directors? President, Ricky Scott. Vice President, Robert Parrish. Treasurer, Tim Snyder. Secretary, Thelma Crumpler. Assistant Secretary, Ginger Rush. And then there's Lonnie Cunningham, Margaret Carter, Tamika O'Kelly, Janie Garland, Carla Smith, Donnie Best, and Susan Patterson. The Board of Directors meets quarterly. For updated information on meeting agenda items, meeting dates or times, or other information, please contact Dr. Ricky Scott, President, at 919-673-8300 or rickyscott09@gmail.com. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association reserves the right to edit for grammar, content, and formatting any material submitted for publication in this newsletter. All submissions must include the name of the author. Submissions can be emailed to rickyscott09@gmail.com. Many of you have expressed interest in learning the history of GMS. Oops, I'm sorry, I already read this. Well, I have come to the end of said newsletter. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.